Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindi country. That's BBM Bumrabit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. The number you need to call. So we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station. I want to give a big shout out to First Nation communities across this deadly country of ours, the deadly radio stations as well, in regard to their movement and what they do for our people. A good yarning circle is a voice for our people, so do utilise it. Now, 7 in 10 Australians don't know bushfire rules as high risk as summer looms. While the summer heat understandably inspires Australians to head out and enjoy the great outdoors, the dry conditions increase the risk of bushfires, with around 1 in 10 bushfires caused by campfire negligence. It's essential that campers understand and follow their local fire regulations. So very important. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Cassandra Kirkland, ArcMate, co-founder and sales manager. And we do have Cassandra on the line. Cassandra, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. Where are you based, Cassandra?
We're in sunny Queensland.
Sunny Queensland. Okay, I'm North Queensland, way up here, hillbilly up north. Thank you for coming to the program. So we're talking about the heaters on, but we need to be cautious, need to be careful to what we do in regarding protecting Mother Earth, you could say, Cassandra.
Yeah, definitely. It's actually crazy that the research we discovered was more campers are unaware of the bushfire safety requirements. So more than 72% of men say they do not confidently know the requirements when they're lighting a campfire.
Yes. So how confident are Australians in their understanding of proper campfire safety? Not much, as you stated.
Yeah, so it's actually crazy that I would say more than most campers are unaware of the requirements when it comes to fire safety for camping, which is why it's so important that we need to educate more people around that topic in particular.
So talk about ArcMate, your co-founder and sales manager. So how did ArcMate form and how long has it been running for?
Yeah, so ArcMate was developed by myself and my husband. He designed a 2-in-1 portable fire pit and barbecue that stores on the back of a spare wheel for when you're travelling.
Okay.
And the best part about our fire pit is that it actually provides a way to have a campfire without it being on the ground. And that also is in line with, obviously, the safety requirements these days. Because a lot of people who have fires on the ground, they may extinguish them with sand, but that fire will continue to burn under the element for at least 12 to 24 hours, which is a major safety risk when it comes to children and animals.
And that could be the one of the causes for fire happening on our beautiful country?
Yeah, definitely. It's actually 1 in 10 bushfires are caused by campfire negligence, which is crazy stats.
Yeah, so it is. So how do we find the so-called systems are in place to what we can learn about campfires and what have you?
Yeah, so it's just really important to understand the local rules and regulations. So you can get information about that by going to your local fire website, like in Queensland, it's obviously the Queensland Fire Safety website. And outside of that, also, we have some great information on our website as well at www.arcmate.com.au.
So we're having this yarn here on national radio across the country. How does ArcMate promote fire sale practices in camping environments? How do you put the word out?
Yeah, so we just show people how to light a fire, make sure it's contained in our fire pit as well. We've also got leg extenders, so raising that fire pit that is contained off the ground.
Yes.
And not only is that a requirement from some national parks, but it also helps to protect the ecosystems beneath, so not burning the grass, etc. and just educating people to not continue to build up that fire when you know that you're potentially going to bed in an hour or two time. So let it die down naturally and then cover it.
All right, fantastic. And regarding your arc pits, how do you manufacture them? Where are they made, and how do you put it out to retail?
Yeah, so they're all made overseas and imported by us. We do have a range of retailers across the country now. So I believe your closest one in Cairns would be at either Townsville or Rockhampton.
All right, yep, fantastic.
And then we've got our online store.
All right, beautiful. Online store, so how do we find it? What's the webpage there?
www.arcmate.com.au.
And Arcmate is A-R-C-M-A-T-E. Cassandra, thank you very much for sharing. Look, all the best, and let's look after our beautiful country, and Merry Christmas, and we'll yarn soon, Cassandra.
Thanks so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Cassandra Kirkland, her name is, ArcMate, co-founder and sales manager, and we're talking about fire and fire hazards and bushfires and what have you, and how, look, a lot of people, we are lackadaisical regarding our campfires. Well, ArcMate innovated a arc pit, so do check it out. And that's arcmate.com.au. But let's keep our country safe. They said 1 in 10 fires, bushfires, are from campfires. So we need to do due diligence to protect our beautiful country. Have your saying yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Recurry. And I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BB and Bumrabit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can text the brother as well, and it's 045-714-0550. Or our Facebook page as well, BBM987 FM. Have your saying yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
I was born when I was lost, broken mind and broken soul. Pray for rain to wash my sins. Angels long gone searching, cuts my skin. Tasted love, I tasted pain. Testimony, I got truth. Yes, I do. Now it's time to heal. I'm overdue.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
To carry on, the song is what I'm sending to you, girl. It's been too long.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji Country. That's BB and Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. All right, gut health of Indigenous infants offers a potential blueprint to help close the gap. Despite facing some of the highest rates of chronic disease later in life, a new study has found a remote First Nations Australians are born with a natural health advantage, a rich and diverse gut microbiome. So look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn with Professor Len Harrison, study lead on this fantastic news. And on the line, Professor Len, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Professor?
I'm in Melbourne.
In Melbourne. All right, fantastic. So we're talking about gut health of Indigenous infants offers potential blueprint to help close the gap. So what are our findings and what can we do moving forward regarding closing the gap?
We worked with the Yolngu people in northeast Arnhem Land. Mm-hmm. And we're very interested to know, you know, why those Indigenous people and others are more at risk for chronic non-communicable diseases like diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, mm-hmm. high blood pressure, kidney disease and so on, as you'd well be aware. And we know that all those diseases are associated with changes in the gut microbiome, mm. which is the collection of trillions of different microorganisms, bacteria, viruses and fungi, which grow in our gut and which we get originally from our mother and other sources at birth. Mm. So what we did initially was we compared the gut microbiomes of Indigenous infants in that in that remote community. Sorry.
Yep.
We compared the that was my mobile phone going off in the background.
Everybody ringing you about this new findings.
Yeah. Someone complaining. We compared the gut microbiomes of the infants in that remote community in northeast Arnhem Land. Who have limited access to Western foods but are being increasingly westernised. We compared their gut microbiomes with age and sex-matched non-Indigenous infants living in urban Australia, around urban Australia. Mm. And we were amazed, actually, to tell you the truth, and we were very pleasantly surprised, at least, to find that the Indigenous infants had a much richer and more diverse gut microbiome, with many more bacteria.
Have you done this testing on young non-Indigenous people?
Yeah. We compared.
Yes.
We compared them, sort of one for one. You know, we compared sex-matched and age-matched Indigenous and non-Indigenous infants, and the Indigenous infants were had a much healthier gut microbiome.
Okay.
Which is good news. I mean, that's great news because it means they start life with a strong foundation for health.
Okay. Well, the story was through our ancestors that we were one of the healthiest races living on planet Earth at one stage.
I agree. I agree. And I think that that's indicated still by at least in the context of remoteness, living in a fairly remote area,
yes,
and not being inundated with, you know, Western
fast foods and what have you,
food.
And
yeah. That's still true.
And ice cream, yeah. And what have you, yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, I think we need to get that out somehow.
And so with the finding, how do we take this this information? How do we take the bio, what you're talking about, the microbiome? How do we take it out of the system? Are we talking about taking it out of the system from children and using it as a medicine? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that is one approach. You know, that's what we call prebiotics or probiotics do.
Okay.
And, you know, they're given to people with an unhealthy gut microbiome, but the indigenous infants have a very healthy microbiome, and the aim is to keep it that way. It's not, you know, there hasn't been intergenerational change to make it worse. It's still very healthy, and the idea is to keep it that way. So the way to do that is through, you know, engaging with community programs that will promote traditional diets and discourage the uptake of Western diets that are high in animal fat.
Okay, but you talk about hereditary, and some of the hereditary passed on to children from parents, sometimes in the negative connotation in regarding diseases, what have you. Well, here's a good connotation in regarding what you find and pass on and become. Well, it sounds like it is hereditary in that sense, doesn't it?
Well, the gut microbiome is a you know, big collection of genes from different microorganisms, and you know, it's acquired at birth from the mother, particularly with a normal vaginal delivery, but also from other sources at birth and around birth.
Yes.
And so, it is passed on from the mother to her offspring at birth, and so it is a form of genetic transmission, absolutely.
And regarding this finding, how long ago did this come about, and what do we do with the finding, and how do we move forward, and do we share it across the globe?
As I said, the finding is clear, and it means that we need to do things to make sure that the gut microbiome of these infants as they age does not change for the worse.
Okay.
And
is that all still part of the research, Professor Lin?
Well, it is and it isn't. But,
okay.
But of course, I think we can now go with a surety into discussing this with the people themselves and just emphasising how important it is to avoid the uptake of Western diets and to maintain the traditional diet.
Yes. So the diet itself is the medicine, you could say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's no surprise here. I mean, you and I knew this, but I think that the good thing is that we can say now that the kids, start life with a very clean slate. We just need to keep it that way.
Exactly. All right, fantastic. So with your findings, where do you study lead? Where do you operate from, Professor?
I'm at a research institute in Melbourne.
Called
the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research.
So how does it work regarding research and then the findings? How's the space? How do you operate in the space? Do you then share that information, knowledge, with other universities as such? And of course, we share it with the government in regarding getting a green light or funding to move ahead. How does all this work, Professor Len?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, we discuss our findings, go back to the community and discuss our findings and what they mean. And we have local elders on our publication, which has just appeared in international press, in a Nature journal. And so people around the world have now free access to the publication, to the research paper on this. So it will be known to people who are interested in Indigenous health,
Well, I think front and centre, First Nation, and when you talk about NACHO, the National Indigenous Health Organisation of this country, would be first cabs off the rank, I would say.
I hope so, and, you know, because it's a good news story, really.
It's
not sort of saying, well, you know, the Indigenous people have a problem. It's saying that it's the non-Indigenous people.
Of course.
You know, the children who have the problem here.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much for sharing, Professor. Look, it is fantastic news. Let's please keep in touch, and we'll be watching this closely. Congratulations on the finding. It's a team effort, and you're communicating well with our elders. So that's very important. They're at the table as well. And the future looks good, you could say. Closing the gap. That's what we're here to do, aren't we?
Absolutely, yeah.
Professor, thank you very much. You take care and all the best to you, eh?
Thanks for having me on.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Yeah, cheers.
There it is, beautiful yarn there. Professor Len Harrison, study lead, gut health of Indigenous infants, offers potential blueprint to help close the gap. The natural health advantage was uncovered through a study conducted by WEHI, W-E-H-I, in collaboration with the Peter Doherty Institute for Infection and Immunity and Doherty Institute and elders in the Northern Territory that compared the gut bacteria of Indigenous and non-Indigenous infants. So at a glance, the landmark study reveals the Indigenous infants in remote Australia are born with more diverse gut bacteria, a key marker of early life health, and then non-Indigenous infants living in urban Australia. Indigenous infants were also found to have bacteria that have completely disappeared from non-Indigenous populations, highlighting how westernisation can impact health outcomes. The findings provide a critical foundation for further studies looking at ways to prevent westernisation from eroding the natural gut health of Indigenous strains. So look, there it is, fantastic. And as stated, we, the First Nation people, were one of the healthiest races living on planet Earth, and it still stays within our genes, so to speak. So look, there it is, moving forward. And look, closing gap, here's another vehicle. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BB and Bumrabeep Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
During the wet season, conditions can change quickly. Make a plan now to stay safe on country. If you can, stock up on essentials so you can stay home in bad weather. If you need to be on the road, take food, water and medicine and let someone know where you're going. Listen out for warnings and be prepared to wait it out in a safe place. Remember, if it's flooded, forget it. Search flooded, forget it for more information. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in. Practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community,
you define your greatness.
Find supportive teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland.
Make great happen.
RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
Yeah, this is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, thank you, Mark Harbrow. That is correct. 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Based here at Bumrabeep Media, BBM 98.7 FM, here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. Yarn Up Strong, you mob. Now, Australians hit 100 million free payphone calls, and this weekend, Calling Centre will help kids in need. Even in mobile first world, payphones remain vital, especially for people in vulnerable situations during emergencies, natural disasters, or when no other form of connection is available. So big shout out to Telstra. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Jackie Coates, Telstra Foundation CEO, on the line. Jackie, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm really good. Thanks for having me.
I would say thank you for the phone call. Yes, and we're talking about phone calls and we're talking about free phone calls and 100 million. Look, just shows what a powerful tool and how important the tool is, yes?
Yeah, it's amazing, right? 100 million free calls. And, you know, many of these calls are made during times of need. Mm. And we know that's around about 60,000 calls a day. So it really shows how important our payphones are and they're keeping people connected.
Yeah, well, we drive past payphones when we're in the car or bus or what have you, and we look at a payphone and we would think dinosaurs, but not the case.
No, it's not. And you know what? When you drive past next, I'd love it if you popped out and just picked up that handset and dialed hash ho ho ho, because that's going to raise money for Kids Helpline if you make a free call to Santa over this weekend.
Fantastic. So hash ho ho ho, that's three hoes?
That's right.
Yep.
The three hoes. And if you get confused with the dial, it's 464646.
Yeah, just looking at it. All right, fantastic. So make that call and it's donating. The money goes where, sorry?
So it goes to Kids Helpline, and they just help so many kids, particularly during the Christmas period when, you know, demand on their services spike. And, you know, kids from little as 5 right up to 25 get help from Kids Helpline.
We're all kids at heart, aren't we? We're not childish, we're childlike, aren't we?
That's right. All the big kids should get down there and make a call too.
Exactly. Now, how long has the free payphone calls been operating for?
So we actually made our payphone network free 5 years ago. It's been going for a while now, and we just know Aussies love it, and they use it for everything, you know, whether it be natural disasters or your battery's gone flat.
Sure.
It's really great.
So when you get on the phone, make a phone call, you can call anybody?
Yeah.
Okay. And you call a mobile number or landline, what have you, and can you talk for as long as you like?
Yeah, it's free.
It is free. It's fantastic. Well, look, congratulations. Big shout out to everybody. And don't forget, #HoHoHo. That's #464646. And donating towards our beautiful kids out there. And look, this is a very fantastic Christmas foundation, you could say, my sister.
That's right. And, you know, it's really good to sort of spread a bit of fun and joy to kids all across the country.
Jackie, big shout out to your team. Thank you very much. And we'll talk soon.
Thanks so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Happy Christmas. Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Jackie Coates, her name is, Telstra Foundation CEO. So do not forget that if you haven't got a phone or if you, got no credit, you can always go to payphone, pick up and make a phone call. Talk as long as you like. Look, they're free payphone calls, and we've hit 100 million. That is fantastic. So big shout out to Telstra, and it is a form of communication. You know, and for important calls as well, emergencies, so it is great. But next time you're driving by, if you're waiting outside on the footpath for your food or what have you, you see a payphone, get on there and dial #HoHoHo, which is -464646, and there's money that goes towards helping kids at Christmas. So there it is, beautiful chat, beautiful yarn. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. You call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. All is here for your yarn on National Talk Black. A Merry Christmas to you all. Curry New Year. Hope you're well, your mob. What's your plan? Maybe you want to talk about what plan you got for Christmas. But let's be safe out there. And a big shout out to everybody across this deadly country of ours. But I have Christmas every day. And that's the message. Live life to the fullest, your mob. Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Yo, man, do you really want to jam all night, man? Yeah. Yeah. Jam all night.
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 Do you really want to jam with me?
Do you really want to dance with me?
Do you want to? Do you really want to dance with me?
Do you really want to dance with me?
Do you really want to? Do you really want a chance with me?
Do you really want to jam?
Do you want to? Do you really want to jam?
Jam all night.
Jam all night.
Jam all night.
Do you really want to jam with me?
Do you really want to? Do you
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
It's too late.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that deadly number again, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Jan and Truly, with your daily program here is National Talk Black with your host, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country, BBM Bummerbip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. So do have your say, Jan up strong. Got about 13 minutes left on the program. Got the news coming up via NERS very soon, National Digital Radio Service. So give us a call, have your say, yarn up strong, talk about what's happening for Christmas for you, mob. Where you going? You going anywhere? You going on holidays? Or you staying at home? Maybe you got young ones who just graduated from grade 12 and heading into university or heading into a job, J-O-B. Otherwise, start in high school. I don't know. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Voice where people do utilise it. 1-800-422-416.
Travelling in a brand new trophy on a beanie trailer full of stories. I met a strange styler, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me my name.
And she said,
we come from a land down under, where dollars smile and meaning thunder. Can he get thunder? You better run, you better take cover. Buying bread from a man in Darwin. He was 6'4". Okay. I said, you're speaking my language. Good wingo. He smiled and gave me a penny back, my name.
Said,
you come from a land down under. Where dollars smile and meaning
thunder.
Can you hear that thunder? You better run, you better take a run. I said to the man, are you trying to step me? Cause I come from a land of plenty. You come from a land down under, where dollars smile and beating plunder.
When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. I'm gonna let that hallelujah ring. I'm gonna praise my blessed Savior's name. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing,
I've seen trouble and war. When I get to glory, I'll see no more. Up there, I know my Lord will never fail. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. I'm gonna let that hallelujah ring. I'm gonna praise my blessed Savior's name. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. Sometimes when I get so weary inside, then I'll recall how my Jesus died. Up there I know there'll be no pain. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. I'm gonna let that hallelujah ring. I'm gonna praise my blessed Savior's name. When I get to glory, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing.
Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay here with a few important reminders from Edmonton Police for the 2025 festive season. When travelling the road this festive season, ensure you and your family travel safe by checking that your vehicle is in a roadworthy condition and observing the Fatal Five. Speed, fatigue, seatbelts, distraction, drink and drug driving all contribute to a fatal and serious injury traffic crashes. The staff at Edmonton Police Station always enjoy being before the BBM microphones and sharing our stories. A big thank you to Bummer Biffa Media for their support for Which Way Yarning, and we look forward to being back with you all again in 2026.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
I can't understand why people act this way, when there are so many nicer things that they can say. Things like love and happiness, and I think you're looking fine, are the kind of things that should be on one's mind. Things like love and happiness, I think you're looking fine, are the kind of things that should be on one's mind. Not war and hate and wanna fight, cause they're the things that just ain't right. So everybody ought to change from now to things like love and happiness. And I think you're looking fine, are the kind of things that should be on one's mind. Things like love and happiness, I think you're looking fine, are the kind of things that should be on one's mind. Starvation, war and hate were never meant to be. We brought them all upon ourselves, so it's up to us to change it now the way it ought to be, and to make this world a happy place to see. Things like love and happiness, and I think you're looking fine. Are the kind of things that should be on one's mind. Things like love and happiness, I think you're looking fine. Are the kind of things that should be on one's mind. Are the kind of things that should be on one's mind. Are the kind of things that should be on one's mind.
Yeah, deadly track there, beautiful track there. That's Mike Wason, Things Like, and this is your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come to a time where Trinity Trev signs off for today's program. Thank you for your company, your mob. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. And a big shout out to you all. Merry Christmas, Koori New Year. Look, travel safe, and festive season coming up. So let's keep it safe and look, share time with loved ones. That's what it's all about. We are plenty full in everything that we do. And I look at Christmas, the time to catch up with your family, your loved ones, and then go back to your busy life with your friends and your associate, but keep it strong for family. They say blood stronger than water. There it is, thicker than water. Have you saying yarn up strong? Do that tomorrow. Deadly yarn here. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon, you mob. Too deadly.
True God.